black and white, bent metal scraping the roof of my mouth, cracked glass on the iris of gray eyes, burned rubber and oil, gas like garlic, sharp flavor of vomit, jagged down the back of my throat, shrapnel covered vest, loud engine, striker tanks, tracked wheels, screaming babies with no sleep after a gunfight. No, I dream in color. Home for the 6 o'clock news, holidays, birthdays, arguments over useless shit, and forget over makeup sex. I dream in color. Green grass, tall trees, neighbor's dog pooping on my front lawn, a backyard with a pool, red roses, yellow daisies, blue skies and pink smiles, a rainbow of laughter, bright eyes, and a big brick house with a porch, wind chimes. When I dream of normalcy. I dream the color of peace.
Start to form, 'cause I'm so guilty. Guilty, guilty. Ooh, guilty. What did I say? What did I say? What did I do? Did I ever do it to you? Don't turn your back. I can't look you in the eye. Charged. I guess I'm guilty as charged. Guilty, 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 guilty. Don't do that. Child, guilty. What can I do? I do it to you, but I do it to me too. I got an evil flip. got a bad mind, I got a bad bone. Guilty, guilty, guilty as charged. Guilty. Don't do that. Don't do what? Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Oh, you're such a reckless child.
Don't do that.
You remember when you were a baby?
Do 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 you have a jury?
Yeah.
Do you have a verdict? Guilty as charged. Guilty, guilty, guilty as charged. Do they have a verdict? Do they have a verdict? I'm guilty, you're guilty. Oh, you're such a reckless child. I should beat you. I should hit you. I'll put you in therapy.
Thank you. Vous êtes à l'écoute de KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lac Charles. This is Public Radio for Acadiana. KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lake Charles.
Passport to Modern Jazz. We just heard from Charlie Shoemaker Sextet with all-star cast Tom Harrell on trumpet and flugelhorn on this album Crossroads. With Tommy Flanagan on piano, Peter Sprague on guitar, Paul Motion on drums, and Ed Schuler on bass. And we heard Recondite by Charlie Shoemaker. Before that, we heard from the Vijay Iyer and Michael Ladd project. This one featuring Lynn Hill on vocals. Dreams in Color, and that's from the album Holding It Down, the Veterans Dream Project, and featuring Maurice DeCall and Lynn Hill, but there's several. There's more poets on here. And in that band, Vijay Iyer has all the compositions, playing acoustic piano, Fender Rhodes, and programming and live electronics. Much of this was done live. And Michael Ladd has lyrics and some lead vocals on this album, and analog synthesizer on this cut in particular. And let's see, I'm sorry. Before that, we played. I want to thank Cecil. Thank you, Cecil Doyle. We're just feeling it. Lou Reed's passing, even here on the jazz show, and I was going to play something. I didn't know how to. It wasn't going to fit in a jazz show, but he found this great cut, Guilty, of a CD that recounts short stories and poems by Edgar Allan Poe. And this one features Ornette Coleman, who he was a great fan of. And Lou Reed is jazz by association, and I kind of think of him as a Burroughs meets Sonny Chirac, you know. He's just a great artist, postmodern, and whatnot. And I don't know how he crosses over, but I know y'all feel me. So before that, we heard Holding It Down, the Veterans Dream Project. And we kicked off the show at the top of the hour with Bridge to Nowhere from Time Travel by Dave Douglas, trumpet, Matt Mitchell on piano, Linda O on bass, Rudy Royston on drums, and we just nuts about John Iribagan here on saxophone. And he's such a young man. He's just got such a feel from that great bop sound, hard bop sound of Cannonball Adderley to it's real outside stuff. It's just great. It's just great. And you're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. Next up, we have a nice CD out of Austin here. Glenn Rexash is a leader guitarist with Brad Evelsheiser on drums and a great Steve Zirkel on bass. And we'll listen to composition AD, which is his farewell to a really great drummer around there, AD Mannion. May he rest in peace. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. Thank you.
Reese, Edison the call is not here. That foolish man stayed in Iraq. He likes it there. Still, he can't be seen hanging on by his fingernails doing chin-ups on the edge. Never quite able to build momentum enough to get over it. Reese, Emerson McCall is not dead. I saw him yesterday sitting out in the desert drinking oolong tea with the Bedouins. Reese, Emerson McCall is dead. I lied. He died 6 years ago today. He died at night in a firefight behind a mud brick house across a river of shit. He died at night, 19 hours from home, alone, ditched from bullet fragments and hypovolemic shock.
Capacity for war. I have a capacity for hate. I have a capacity for insanity, for anger, for lies. 525,600 minutes times two before I break into an explosion of thoughts and insurgents, soft kills and career moves. Capacity for destruction. Capacity for loss, a capacity for death, violence, nothingness. 24 months of pain and disgust. Action. actions of my hands accuse me, guilty, charged, unclear details and shaky intel. Still, I pulled the trigger. There's a limit to madness. Gauge clocks out at 2 years, but they serve up poison like entrees at Blueberry Hill. Crazy with a side of numb. It took 63,072,000 seconds to go from me to somebody else, to change.
Every day when you left Predator, what was the first thing you would do? And what would you think about before you went to bed that night?
The first thing I would do is stand outside, and I would walk to my car, and I would sit in the car and just decompress everything that happened that day, trying so hard to strip off everything that wasn't me, trying to deal with the guilt of what I did that day, and hoping that when I put the car in drive that it didn't feel like a joystick that I've been flying all day. And then I would drive, it'd be silent, just hearing the humming of the car with the windows up so I couldn't have anything distracting me, just have white noise. And when I was in bed, the last thing I would think about was the families of these other people and how they look like me, and that I could have been on the other side of those crosshairs. And why was I the one who was able to be here and that the other sergeants had to be over there?
Did that affect your dreams?
It affected my dreams, where I was thinking I should have been the one there. And it was, sometimes it was just black. It was like a smoke that would swool around me in my head. And I was always in my car on a cliff, ready to drop off.
So that was a dream. You in a car on a cliff, ready to jump off.
That was my dream, that any minute I could just drive off and it would end it all, and it would be over. There was a black cloud over me, like Predator, just somebody watching me always, like Big Brother. And it was just looming, because it's kind of like your Linus from Peanuts. That dark cloud just follows you everywhere, and you can't really shake it, because a part of this is kind of your fault.
The music business is a deep and shallow money trench, where pimps and thieves roam the hallway, where good men die like dogs. There's also a negative side, Hunter S. Thompson. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. I'm Dickie Landry. Thanks for listening.
And we just heard from this project we're hot on, Holding It Down, the Veterans Dream Project. With we listened to Capacity with Lynn Hill and with Vijay Iyer on in compositions and electronic music, and then Mike Ladd comes in as interlocutor to ask questions. And before that, we heard from Maurice DeCal, and On his track, we have Liberty Element on guitar and Okyung Lee on cello and Casa overall. And we like this project. This is the result of a 3-year collaboration with veterans of color from the recent wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's also a culmination of a trilogy of works with Mike Ladd that Vijay Iyer has been doing. Civilians and veterans must live side by side in our communities, but only veterans carry the memories and marks of war for life. Can dreams become a common ground? Everyone dreams. But PTSD, nightmares, and stress dreams are often exactly what separate the veteran from the civilian. If so, then we can try to bridge that divide by listening, at least to what those dreams contain. In late 2009, they began to interview post-9/11 veterans about their dreams. Many of these dreams are retold here. Their choice was to work primarily with soldiers of color because the disproportionate presence in armed forces in recent decades and therefore complicating factor in Americans in peril and racialized post-9/11 wars. They were fortunate to connect with Maurice Dakal, a poet who served with the Marines in Iraq in 2003 and quickly assumed a central role as a writer and performer in the new project. And through him, they met Lynn Hill, who served in the Air Force for 6 years, which included a 2-year stint piloting drones over Iraq and Afghanistan from a console in Las Vegas. Bravely bearing their souls, as it goes on here, Maurice and Lynn became the heart and lungs of holding it down. And it goes on to say, today soldiers of colors often enlist out of need, perceived need, and are rapidly deployed into an international arena of war, and come back to face indifference, bureaucracy, and high employment. How do post-9/11 veterans of color go about their irreversibly altered lives? How do they move from the unspeakable back to the speakable? What are they able to dream about? How are they able to hold it down? The songs in this project contain some very real and complicated answers, it goes on. And VGI Ure and Mike Ladd go on to finalize this, saying thank you for joining us in a tribute to millions of young men and women returning home. We are grateful, most of all, to Maurice, Lynn, and all the other participating veterans who generously shared their stories, dreams, and aspirations to make Holding It Down, the Veterans Dream Project, the collective effort that it has become. So we like that. That's just, what a great project. And they seem to be, this was commissioned and co-produced by Harlem Stage through Waterworks Program. The world premiere was at the Harlem Stage Gatehouse in 2012, September 2012. And Waterworks is supported by Time Warner and National Endowment for the Arts. Patricia McGregor directed the live performances. This is kind of all going on live. And they had generous grants from, of course, Doris Duke Foundation and the Rockefeller Foundation Map Fund. So we'll be listening to that the rest of the hour. But up next, guitarist from Austin again, from Living to Joe to Joe. We're going to hear the title cut. Glenn Rexash, guitar and leader, Brad Evesizer on drums, and Steve Zirkle on bass. Living Joe to Joe. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. Thank you. Yes, indeed. This is excellent. Glenn Rexash, Living Joe to Joe, out of Austin with Brad Evelsizer and Steve Zirkel on bass. And we heard the title cut, Living Joe to Joe. And we have some other cuts we will definitely be playing. And we like it. Everything's some great, great musicians in Austin. It's really great. It's I haven't seen a lot of them forever, but pretty close friends, even in the distance, because of the dues paid playing jazz.